Good morning. I'm Gary Gramling, and the chairman of the Housing Commission Board, and I'm calling to order the regularly scheduled meeting of January 15th, 2016. We're coming together at 9:04 a.m. A couple of administrative notices, which is standard procedure. When the city council does it, they have a city clerk read it. I get to be both. So anyhow, members of the public who wish to speak on an item that is not on the agenda need to fill out a white speaker's request form and turn it into Angie. I think the form may be available back there, but you turn it into Angie over here. Members of the public who wish to speak on an agenda item may do so by filling out a form also. If you wish to speak on behalf of an agenda item, you would fill out a gold-colored form. And if you wish to speak against an agenda item, you'd fill out a pink-colored form. Nothing political is intended by the choice of those colors on that. Speakers are going to be limited to 3 minutes each, and if we should have several speakers who wish to speak on a particular item, we're going to limit that to a collective total per side of 15 minutes. We've only had that happen a couple of times in the last several years, so. And I don't see enough people here today to justify that time limit. So, we're going to start with some administrative comments, and then we'll move into, in a little while, I'm going to propose a consent agenda. But first, we'll start with commissioner comments. Commissioners, do you have anything that you wish to comment on today? Everyone's quiet. So, in that case, we'll go to someone who's never at a loss for words. I'll ask our CEO and president, Mr. Gentry, for his comments.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm glad you noticed me. I have a number of significant reports for the board. There's been a lot of stuff that's been happening, almost all of it good, in the 8 weeks since we last had a board meeting. So I need to bring you all up to speed on some things that you probably already know, but I'll say it for the record anyway. I'll begin with the most recent first. Last night, as I'm sure you know, as part of Mayor Faulkner's State of the City address, he announced the city's Homeless Veterans Initiative. And this is a program that grew out of discussions between the Housing Commission staff and the mayor's staff over the past month. I will say in the front end that I kept the chairman up to speed all along, but was under some pressure from the mayor's staff not to communicate the details too broadly until we came to closure on what they would be. And that didn't happen until just about Monday of this week. The Veterans Initiative will be part of the Housing Commission's Housing First San Diego. And it is a plan that will provide housing opportunities for up to 1,000 homeless veterans in the city in the next year. It is an aggressive, ambitious plan. You all know what a BHAG is, a B-H-A-G. It's a big, hairy, audacious goal. This is a BHAG, but eminently achievable.
He's been with the government too long. He's got to come up with.
We have acronyms for everything. This was arrived at with heavy input from staff, from senior staff, Jeff, Debbie, Maria, and from program staff, Suquette, Melissa, Ann, Wendy. I'm not going to try to go into any more names than that for the risk of leaving somebody out. But this is putting together a number of programs. It includes four major program components. The first is the mayor's part, which is landlord outreach, which the mayor is calling Housing Our Heroes. And the other three parts are program parts, which the Housing Commission will implement, a rapid rehousing program, the voucher program completion, and a number of San Diego Housing Commission our own vouchers with supportive services. We've got this plan pretty well cooked. We will bring it to you all for formal approval probably in February. Some of it we've already kicked off through prior authorizations. As an example, we have some 300 unused VASH vouchers which are vouchers that we can only use for people referred to us by the Veterans Administration. The VA was frankly fairly slow in making referrals to us until along about November of last year. They're sending us about 5 or 10 a month until November. Now it's about 55 or 60 a month. We've got about 150 on the street looking for housing right now. And there'll be another 150 there. So that the working with landlords we see is the major critical weak link in the whole program. We know we have the need. With the money that we've set aside here, we know we can turn that need into demand. And now it's a matter of creating a marketplace that will accept the demand. And the mayor has taken a strong lead in reaching out to the landlord community to try to make sure that those resources are available. It is a huge endeavor. I'll point out that all of the VASH and the Housing Commission vouchers are federally funded, of course, and represent a lot of funding for this program. But for the rapid rehousing part and for much of the mechanics of making the other work, we're going to be recommending the reprogramming of some capital monies that come out of two properties the Housing Commission has been deeply involved in. One is San Diego Square, just out the window here. And from that, you may well recall that that property sits on land owned by the city. And the Housing Commission putting that package together, Mike Pavko and his group, we wound up paying and making a $4 million payment to the city for continued leasing of the land. You may well remember that in the Land Use Committee last year, both Chairman Laurie Zapp and Committee Member Todd Gloria indicated that $4 million would be coming back to us in some form or fashion. And that is the basis of the mayor's contribution to this effort. We also will be adding in about $3 million, which will represent a little less than a half of the proceeds from the sale of the Hotel Metro. The people living there, who were living in there, got moved into Alpha Square, as you may well recall, late last year. The rest of the funding will be federal and from vouchers. And I think that putting this package together is another very creative endeavor by staff here, and I wanted to say that too. I might stop with that one right now to see if there are any board member questions or comments or anything to say on that one. And we'll be bringing this back. You get another bite at this next month. Okay. Related, next item, and I will try to be quick, Mr. Chairman. The next item is related but different, and that is on December the 3rd, the Housing Commission held a press conference celebrating the first anniversary of Housing for San Diego and our accomplishments since kicking that program off in November of 2014. The other participants in that press conference were Mayor Faulkner, Councilmember Todd Gloria, our partners at San Diego State University, which is where the press conference was held, and the representatives from the Monarch School, Commissioners Gramling, Moraga, Hubbard, and Surdy also joined us for this press conference. And at this press conference, we indicated our achievements for the past year and also talked about plans for the upcoming year, additions to our Housing for San Diego program, other than what I just talked about in terms of the 1,000 Veterans Program. We will this year be utilizing our Housing for San Diego to set aside up to 100 vouchers for San Diego State University students who have been homeless or at risk of homelessness who are coming out of the foster care program. We also are going to be developing a pilot program for up to 25 families with at least one child enrolled in the Monarch School. Those are huge. I'm not aware of any other agency in the country with those kinds of relationships with school systems, either secondary or grade school. We also, for the second year, will be awarding up to $10 million to create permanent affordable housing with support services for homeless San Diegans. And as you may well recall, we issued, I think, like $8.5 million last year for two new permanent supportive housing properties, one located down in East Village between the ballpark and Father Joe's, and the other one out in the El Cajon, off El Cajon Boulevard in the northeastern part of the city. The Housing Commission's involvement in homelessness activities continues to grow, and I think will represent the major growth area for this organization over the next 2-3 years. A major accomplishment, this to me is probably the most important and significant thing I'm announcing today. On December the 18th, we received some excellent news. The Congress passed the Omnibus Appropriations Bill for the government, as you all know, for this fiscal year and next. And there were two items in there of significance, one great and one not too bad itself. The great one is that the Congress authorized the extension of our Moving to Work program from 2018 to 2028. It is the latitude in that program which has allowed us to develop plans and programs through a lot of the leadership of Jeff and Sue Catt back here, who were and Jeff's staff, who were the primary drivers of this program. And this program allows us to get around the dumber, more deleterious effects of the rules and regulations that govern our programs. It truly is remarkable. And it represents some efforts that I'm very proud of. As you recall, the Moving to Work agencies, there are 39, put together a 9-member steering committee, including me, to negotiate with HUD to get this extended. We negotiated with those bureaucrats for a year and a half. About the end of the first year, we gave up on them and made a lateral move to the Congress. And with strong leadership of Senator Feinstein and one of her staff members, Crystal Martinez, we were able to do an end run. And get this thing passed despite HUD's bureaucratic indifference to it. And it's truly remarkable. I've not seen anything happen on this scale this quickly in my career. I'm very, very pleased with it. It also means that we will have all these latitudes in effect until at least 4 days short of my 80th birthday, 3 days short of Chuck's. So this gives us a lot of room. The bill also expands the membership in MTW from 39 to 139. So this really institutionalizes what we're doing nationally. And I expect that the 39 of us are going to wind up being leaders to the new 100 coming in, and it's only going to grow from there. Also important, but not as far-reaching, but not too bad, the money in the appropriations bill, which funds over 80% of our budget, was sound and solid with a small increase. We're not going to be seeing any cuts in the next 2 years, and I was worried about sequestration, too, that could have occurred. It means our money is going to be decent for at least the next 2 years, and in this business, that's as good as you can hope for. That covers both the voucher program, which is the backbone of the organization, and also the home program, which flows through the city and represents a good bit of the money that Debbie and her folks use for gap financing for new production. Anybody has any questions as I go, say so. Otherwise, I'm going to keep talking for a little while. On January the 12th, this past Monday, we closed on our newest property acquisition. This is through the Debbie and Mike Pavko. We purchased through Housing Development Partners the New Palace Hotel, which is on the west side of Fifth Avenue, just north of Interstate 5. This is a wonderful property for the elderly. There's 79 efficiency units with bathrooms. They're going to be preserved as affordable housing for 55 years. We received a loan from LISC, the Local Initiative Support Corporation, to fund the purchase and closing costs. And we're also going to be assigning vouchers to the eligible families living in that property, which is almost all of them. And it's going to be another great asset to keep elderly folks from being homeless going forward in San Diego. There are two documents in front of you I'd like to draw your attention to. One is, and these are formal documents on reports we've already delivered to you late last year. One is the Housing Affordability Crisis Report that Debbie and her folks presented a preliminary report on this to the board, I believe, in October. And this is the final report. I'm quite proud and pleased with this. We also delivered a report on this to the City Council Smart Growth and Land Use Committee on December the 9th last year. And this basically calls out 11 initiatives that could result in cost savings in developing affordable housing on the federal, state, and local levels. The city has already started working on the stuff in City Hall. And so this is a report that will not just wind up on the shelf, but will be used. And this, I'll point out, comes about because of this board's insistence, and there are a number of you who are involved in that, this board's insistence on this agency trying to create some different city, state, and national standards to promote efficiency in the way we develop our property. So this, I'm quite proud of this. I'm also not aware of any other agency in the state that's done this sort of thing. The other report in front of you is a final report on a preliminary report we delivered to you in the last board meeting in November. This is on the Housing Commission's economic impact on San Diego. Now, we serve a lot of needy families and individuals, but that's not just charity work in isolation of the rest of the community. We provide a prime dollar impact, too, in this community, just as an example. Our voucher program alone funnels over $150 million a year into the private real estate economy. That may not be huge, but it's not small potatoes either. So this report delineates our impact in our fiscal year 14 to 15. And I've got Dr. Lynn Reeser, who produced this report, also working on a larger report, which will document the economic impact that this agency's had on San Diego from its inception, from the get-go. So this, I think, also helps to establish us as not just a charity provider, but an integral part of the overall economy of this city. Two events I'd like to let you know about later this month that I know many of you will want to participate in. On January the 27th, which is a Wednesday, I believe, Project Homeless Connect will take place at Golden Hall in the San Diego Concourse behind City Hall from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And this is a fair, if you will, a one-day resources fair for the homeless. That where we and the Housing Commission has been operating this now for a number of years, and there will be a number of services provided at this fair that include health screenings, flu shots, dental exams, haircuts, legal aid connection, housing counseling, pet care, and additional services for San Diego's homeless families, veterans, seniors, and individuals with disabilities. If you've never been there before, it is quite rewarding. There'll be a number of council members who will participate in that as well. So I would encourage you all take note, and if you have time available that day, to be there with us for all or part of the day. Also that same week, the last week in January is kind of a homeless recognition week, I guess, for us. On Friday, January the 29th, there will be the annual point-in-time count of homeless San Diegans. It will take place from 4 to 7 a.m., that is a.m., on that Friday morning. And I know that a number of the board members will participate. Several of you were with us last year. This annual point-in-time count is required by HUD to require cities and counties and regional continuums of care, and there is one here, that receive federal funding for homeless programs to establish need. We as an agency are a member of the Regional Continuum of Care. Todd Gloria chairs that committee. I sit on as chair of one of the subcommittees to that board. And I would recommend that one or two things you could do to volunteer for this. The website for the Regional Task Force on the Homeless, which is putting this account on, is www.rtfhsd.org. Or when you forget it or screw it up like I do, call Angie. And we'll get you hooked up to volunteer for this. I was very pleased and honored to be asked by the Union Tribune to submit this agency's resolution for the new year for the newspaper. There were a number of resolutions, about eight as I recall, that were published on Sunday, January the 3rd, and our resolution was included in there. And what I indicated was the resolution was the need to resolve in 2016 to help more San Diegans find affordable places to live. Not a radical notion for this organization. And in regard to that, I also pointed out something that I've had a chance to chat with a couple of you all about, but I'm going to ask Councilor Christensen now to talk about, and that is the need for the agency to comply with the provisions of state Article 34. And Chuck, if you would take that, I would appreciate it.
No problem. Article 34 of the California Constitution provides that no housing that is low income and is owned or supported by a public entity may be constructed or aided without the vote of the people. And the city of San Diego has gone through a number of ballot measures over the years to get authority to allow the commission basically to do what we do, which is provide all types of affordable housing, for allow the commission to own housing, allow us to make loans to other individuals. We're running out of our capacity. We're down to about 3,000 or 4,000 units. And in that regard, there's a proposal to bring back, I think at the November election, another ballot initiative to add another 10,000 units to allow us to go forward and basically not stop what the Housing Commission does. It also is helpful when we had a redevelopment agency. They use that capacity as well. The commission keeps track of all of the housing that is constructed, and as a matter of fact, when TCAC needs a determination, they come to the commission to get that. So long story short is you'll be seeing a ballot measure, we believe, in November, and it will be last time it passed by about 70%. So we're hopeful that it does. We only need a majority, but it's very important that ballot measure be successful.
I will point out that one of the goals the board gave me for this year was to do a broader communication strategy for positioning this agency in this community and getting Article 34 communicated and publicized and passed is a good vehicle for doing that. I'll also point out that in many cases, commissioners have more credibility than staff in promoting the organization. So we'll be looking at many of you all to take an active role here, too, in reaching out to either elected officials or civic and organizational groups and media sources to help make sure that this is seen by the electorate as a good thing for the community.
Following up on that, one of the things that will come out in the course of this is the only cost to the city, to the taxpayers, for getting this initiative on the ballot and approved is the extra cost of putting another item on the ballot. All we're doing is working to increase our capacity to create additional affordable housing in the future. by the means that we have been, whether that's through a tax credit or direct investment or what, or bond guarantees. But it doesn't cost the city anything to allow us to increase the capacity. So I think that's going to be a very strong argument on our behalf.
Just a couple of final things, Mr. Chairman. One is that I mentioned San Diego Square a few minutes ago. We completed the development on that the end of last month, and we'll be having a dedication ceremony probably sometime in mid to late February. The construction on the Churchill, also out the window here, is on schedule, on budget, targeted to be completed in June or July. So we're looking at a midsummer event for that one, which we're going to make a bang-up event. We'll also have an open house or something of that nature for the new Palace Hotel sometime in the next couple of months. So those are coming out to be good, tangible examples of what we do. As I said, to start with, there are some papers in front of you showing what we've done. There are a bunch of e-blast newsletters and stuff going out publicizing all this. I wanted to make sure that you all knew about it ahead of time. One final comment, therefore, to turn it back to the chairman, is about the chairman. Chair Gramling was just appointed to a seat on the board of an organization called the Pacific Southwest Chapter of NARO. And NARO is the National Association of Housing Redevelopment Officials. Now, Gary is the only local commissioner on that board. All the others are people like me. They're our staff. So he will provide a different perspective on that board and a useful one. And he's been appointed to that board in addition to already sitting on the national board for NARO, the Commissioner's Committee of the National Board. And so Gary, our board chair, is in a position of national leadership within the industry, and that only helps the Housing Commission. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn this back to you.
I'm glad we didn't set an egg timer. You could have left the last one out, but I'm glad you didn't, because it was an honor to be elected to that, to the regional board as well. All right, moving forward. Now I'm going to propose a consent agenda, and I'm proposing that items 50, 101, and 102 be moved to the consent agenda. That's my motion. Is there a second to that? Commissioner Cerdy has seconded that motion. Is there any discussion? Seeing no indication of discussion, I'll call the question. All in favor of the consent agenda as proposed, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? The consent agenda is approved. With that, we move to item 100, which is the election of officers. Excuse me. No, 50 was in the consent. It's okay. It was unusual because I've never put the minutes of previous meetings into the proposed consent agenda. I thought, if someone has a correction, we'll discuss it. Okay, so now, item 100, election of officers for calendar year 2016, and the appointment of board members to the San Diego Housing Commission committees. And this is where the positions that are up for election are the commissioner and the the chairman and the vice chairman. And so is there a nomination? Commissioner Spoon?
I would like to nominate Gary to continue on as chair of our board. I hope that you accept with all of these additional responsibilities that you've seemed to accumulate over the last few years. You know, Gary, I have been on many boards in my career, and Gary truly is the best board chair that I have ever had the opportunity to work with. He totally eliminates all drama on the board. And boards can get entangled in personal agendas, and there is absolutely none of that, and there has never been on this board. So I very much appreciate that. Gary's heart is in the right place. He comes from being totally dedicated to the mission. And he rarely lets his politics get in the way. I mean, sometimes he does. But usually we can talk him out of that. And as we've seen Gary go through these organizations at the local, the state, the regional, and the national level, he totally understands the affordable housing. There's a tremendous learning curve here. It's difficult to be a board member on this board because of that learning curve. I mean, even the acronyms. I mean, it takes 2 years to figure out what all of you are saying. But Gary understands it. He understands it on a local level, and he understands it on a national level. I think we are so very fortunate to have him. Gary's a visionary. He thinks ahead. He's a tremendous strategic planner. He brings wonderful, if not sometimes off-the-wall, ideas forward to the board to consider. He works well with staff. He works well, very well with management. I think Mr. Gentry and Gary are a match made in heaven. I mean, they truly get the business of the Housing Commission done. With that, I would hope that you accept that nomination. And now you can pay me that $20.
It was supposed to be so much shorter. If the board approves, I would be happy and proud to serve as the chair. So that's one nomination. Do we have a nomination for the vice chair?
I would like to nominate Commissioner Roberta Spoon to continue on as vice chair. I regret that I cannot provide as eloquent a recommendation as you just provided, so truly noted. I have been on the board for a short term, and I understand the value that you bring not only to the meetings and your input, but your background in the financial world is an extreme asset. I hope to learn much more about all the wonderful qualities that you bring to our group and to the city of San Diego. And I very sincerely hope that you will accept the nomination to continue on as vice chair.
Before we put this to a vote, I'm going to add a couple of cents to the issue of Bobby Spoon as vice chairman. And all I can tell you is that she is fantastic. You know, this is mutual admiration, I understand. But having served with her most of the years that I've been on this board with her at my right hand, she is absolutely invaluable. I still remember the apoplectic shock that she expressed when she first saw some financial statements that were coming out of here back in the cave days. And she has worked with staff as the staff has changed over the years to make sure that we truly have got probably the finest financial system and financial records in the entire nation in terms of the affordable housing industry. She has chaired presentations to the professionals and the commissioners around the country, and she only comes back with amazing kudos. So, as I say, I second Dottie's motion absolutely without reservation. So, are there any other nominations? Seeing no indication of such, I'll call the question. All in favor of the board officers as nominated, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. I truly appreciate it. Okay. Now we'll go to the item 2 under item 100, which is appointing the Housing Commission board members as necessary to standing committees. And I'm going to do this I'm going to make some nominations here only in part because we've got a lot of people who are very interested in one of the committees in particular. And I'm having a discussion with with counsel as how we can do that and stay within the law. When I get to that one, I'll just announce who I'm nominating to return as chair of that committee. So I'm proposing for the real estate committee that we have, this is going to come as a surprise to him, that we have two board members from our current board appointed to that and two at-large members from the public appointed to that. And so I'm proposing myself to continue or to return as chair of the real estate committee and Dottie Surdy to be a member of the real estate committee. And I'm proposing that former board chair Sal Salas, who has served on the real estate committee for several years, return his knowledge and expertise in the financial industries as they pertain to real estate going back into the early 80s is fantastic. He's a great asset to us. And I'm also proposing that former board member Sam Guillen come up to be a member of the real estate committee. He heads a major office of Century 21 here in the county, and he has got great real estate knowledge as well. So that's what I'm proposing for the real estate committee. For the investment committee, I'm proposing that Maggie Davis become the chairman of the investment committee, and we still need to appoint a second member to work with you on that. That traditionally has two members of the board on it, and then it works very closely with staff. For the Audit Finance Committee, I'm proposing that Bobby Spoon return as chairman of the Audit Finance Committee. I would be a candidate for sequestration in an Alzheimer's facility if I proposed anyone else. And I'm also proposing that Ben Moraga return as a member of that committee as well. That leaves us with the Strategic Planning Committee. And we have a lot of interest in there, and I just want to make sure before I announce my proposed members of the Strategic Planning Committee, just making sure that we're going to satisfy all of California's laws regarding board participation. And so the rest of the members I'm going to propose next month, but I am proposing that Ben Moraga return as chair of the Strategic Planning Committee. He has served in that capacity for a couple of years, and he does a great job of leading us and working with staff to try to make sure we come up with the best strategic plan for the future of this body. So those are my proposals. Does anyone have any additional proposals or different proposals? If not, then I'll call that to a vote as well. All in favor of the proposed committee chairs and memberships as presented this morning, indicate by saying aye. Opposed? Thank you very much. These people do a great job especially working with the staff. And trust me, we couldn't accomplish as a board anything without the outstanding staff that we have, many of you sitting here. We have a couple of people who are not staff in the audience here this morning, but we've got a great staff. Okay, now moving to item 103. Ms. Ruane?
Good morning, Chair Gramling. Commissioners, Mr. Gentry, Mr. Christensen. I'm Debbie Ruane, and with me is Melissa Peterman, the Director of the Homeless Housing Innovations Department. We're here to present Housing Commission Board Report 16-006, which is a request for an increase of $48,000 to the current contract amount of $200,000 to Lassar Development Consultants. In 2012, the Housing Commission entered into a one-year contract with four additional one-year extension options. The Housing Commission has elected to enter into three of these extensions so far based on the excellent work we've received from Lassar and the need for the additional expertise they bring to augment our staff, especially as we expand our role and reach in homelessness grant applications and real estate strategy. With this year's extension option, the original $200,000 was allocated amongst several departments. However, in response to a request by this board to address the high cost of affordable housing development, as well as the City of San Diego's Smart Growth and Land Use Committee and Councilmember Sherman and Cates through the Audit Committee, the funds were almost entirely diverted to the Real Estate Department to pay for the report that Mr. Gentry handed out and discussed in his opening comments addressing the housing affordability crisis. The report was not anticipated when the original hours were allocated amongst the departments, and without the work and expertise of the LISAR team, this report would not have been completed in a timely manner. The report has been widely accepted as groundbreaking, innovative, and comprehensive. It not only highlights the drivers of affordable housing, why it's a challenge, but also identifies opportunities to improve it. The creation of this report has also caused a heightened and unified attention to this topic, and the Housing Commission, as the leader, is proud of this report and hopeful regarding the future application of its findings. After our presentation of it to Smart Growth and Land Use, as Mr. Gentry mentioned, it's currently with city staff to review to determine their next steps, and we're going to continue to meet with business leaders and the Coalition for Housing and Jobs and city and state leaders to continue to improve housing affordability. So back to the ask today, we're requesting an additional $48,000, to the contract. These funds will be used to finish some of the work we'd originally hoped we would accomplish with the LISAR contract, including two tasks within the Housing, Homeless Housing Innovations Department, and continuing to receive a report which we rely upon to assist us researching funding opportunities. The requested $48,000 will be sufficient to accomplish this work. And on behalf of the real estate division, since we're the ones who used up all the money, I respectfully ask for your approval to increase the contract amount so that the Homeless Housing Innovations Department and Business Services can complete the work they need to address this year. Thank you.
Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Moraga has moved approval of the proposal as submitted. Is there a second? I think it was Commissioner Davis who seconded it first, so we'll let her second count on that. Any discussion now? Seeing no indication of such, I'll call the question. All in favor of the motion as submitted, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is Jennifer in the room?
No, she's not here.
Okay. Well, I won't thank her then. Next item is 104, workshop and discussion. This is a non-action item. During the course of this discussion, we may have a member need to leave during the course of it, but we'll still have a quorum even though we don't need to worry about voting. Mr. Davis.
Good morning. Good morning, Chair, Vice Chair, Commissioners. Jeff Davis, Chief Operating Officer with me is Azucena Valladolid. The Vice President of Rental Assistance Department. Second slide. So today we are going to present to you on the Housing Choice Voucher Program. The Housing Choice Voucher Program, with a budget of more than $155 million per year, is the largest program at the Housing Commission, assisting nearly 15,000 families pay their rent every month. The vast majority of those receiving voucher assistance are classified as extremely low income. This means that they are living on less than 30% of the median income in the city of San Diego. 51% of those on the program are elderly or disabled. What this means in a high rent area like San Diego is that families who do not receive rental assistance struggle to make ends meet, oftentimes having to choose between whether to pay the rent or buy food for their family, pay the electricity bill, or buy medicine. When a family receives a voucher, it can be a tremendous difference in their lives. It can help to stabilize the family so that they can focus less on feeding and worrying about their families and instead begin to focus on breaking the cycle of poverty that they're trapped in. So before Azucena begins to explain the details of how the Housing Choice Voucher Program works, Let's first take a look at one family and how receiving a voucher made a difference in their lives.
When I had my first son, I was a single mom, and we lived in studios. We had a rent different apartment, you know, different rooms in a house, and it wasn't always the safest neighborhood or the safest place for us. But I was always working really hard. I'm sorry if I get emotional, but it's been a long road. So I told him, I said, do you accept Section 8? And he's like, of course I do. And he's like, who would be moving in? And I told him, me and my two little boys, and they were with me, and they ran in the house. They're running around because it's a huge house to them. And I'm like, as I'm trying to control my boys, he's like, sure, honey. He's like, it's no problem. He's like, here's the application. I didn't have money for the deposit. So I found out that you offer Choice Community Loan Assistance for the deposit. So this was just too much for me. So I let Mr. Justice know that I was going to apply for this program. And I think within 45 days, we were living in that house. This assistance that I'm receiving is allowing me to work from home, go back to school. I tell my son every day, because every day, he looks up the hill because we have to go around. And I tell him, he's like, Mom, you know, and I tell him, you know what? Anything is possible. You just put your mind to it and you can do it. I am where I'm supposed to be. Obviously, I'm not where I would have wanted to be when I was in my 20s, but I'm able to be a role model for my children, and that's very important to me. And they're able to be proud of me. And when I, you know, commence, they'll be able to, you know, see that that's a stepping stone onto the next step. And then when I graduate from state and then on after state, hopefully I want to be a physician assistant. And then after that, hopefully I can get off housing assistance. And, you know, I will thank all of you for that. If it wasn't for your help and your hard work, I wouldn't be where I'm at. Thank you.
Good morning, Commissioners, Chair, and Mr. Gentry. I'm going to talk to you a little bit more in detail about how the Housing Choice Voucher Program works today. And I'd like to start off talking about our waiting list. So in order for a family to qualify for rental assistance, they must first apply through our waiting list. Currently, there are over 64,000 applicant families on the Housing Choice Voucher Section 8 waiting list with an approximate wait time of 10 years. When funding is available, families are selected from the waiting list based on the date and time of their application, along with their preferences. Once a family has been selected, the preferences declared on their application are verified for eligibility. The applicant family must meet one of the established preferences, which include live or work within the city of San Diego. Single individuals must either be disabled, elderly, veteran, or an active duty service person, or they must be a family with two or more people that include a dependent. Once we have confirmed the family's preferences, we proceed to verify if the family meets HUD and San Diego Housing Commission criteria for eligibility. The family must meet the HUD criteria for eligibility, which includes being classified as a family, furnishing a Social Security number, citizenship, or eligible immigrant status verification, and earn no more than 80% of HUD's area median income limits. Here you'll see a chart which shows the 2015 area median income limits, which demonstrate that a family of four can make no more than $64,800 per year in order to qualify for rental assistance. In addition to meeting HUD's established eligibility criteria, the San Diego Housing Commission has established eligibility criteria and verifies that all adults pass a criminal history background check. If after the Housing Commission has determined a family eligible for rental assistance, the family must attend an intake briefing. At the briefing, the family will learn about the program details, their responsibilities, and compliance with the program. At the briefing, Housing Commission staff coach the family members on how to find suitable housing. After successfully completing the briefing, the family is issued a voucher and their housing search begins. The family may select a housing unit anywhere within the city of San Diego. One of the Moving to Work initiatives designed to increase housing opportunities for families is the Choice Communities program. 9 low-poverty zip codes have been identified within the city of San Diego, giving families greater access to transportation, education, and employment opportunities. The Choice Communities program provides a security deposit loan program to assist families moving to low-poverty areas, along with higher payment standards than the traditional Housing Choice Voucher program. The success of the Housing Choice program is heavily dependent on the participation of landlords. Therefore, landlords retain the responsibility to screen and approve the Section 8 participants based on their own standard criteria. Before a family can move into their selected unit, the Housing Commission must first inspect the unit to ensure it meets HUD's mandatory housing quality standards and the Housing Commission's discretionary standards to provide decent, safe, and sanitary housing. Information about the unit is gathered during the inspection that allows the Housing Commission to determine the reasonableness of the owner's requested rent amount. Once the unit passes inspection, the Housing Commission conducts a review of the owner's requested amount. The Housing Commission reviews current market rents for comparable units to ensure that the landlord's requested rent amount is reasonable. Additionally, staff verifies that the tenant's portion of rent does not exceed 50% of their monthly adjusted income. This helps ensure that the family is able to sustain their rent portion before they move into the unit. One of the Housing Commission's major Moving to Work initiatives is Path to Success, a rent reform initiative restructuring the traditional Housing Choice Voucher rent calculation. It is designed to increase the economic independence of the Housing Choice Voucher participants for families identified as work-able. In a traditional Housing Choice Voucher program, the participants' rent portion is set at 30% of their adjusted monthly income, leaving little incentive to increase their earnings because it would result in an increase of the rent portion. With Path to Success, Housing Choice Voucher participant families have been categorized into 2 groups, work-able and elderly disabled. To encourage families to increase wages, income pens have been established to calculate the participant's rent portion versus using the traditional calculation of 30% of the family's income. Families can increase earnings and are not subject to an increase in the rent portion if their income increases within the income band. This encourages families to increase their earnings and their economic independence. Minimum rents have also been incorporated with Path to Success. Work-able families with 1 work-able adult are subject to a minimum rent of $300 per month, while families with 2 or more work-able adults are subject to $500 minimum rent. A contributing factor of the Path to Success has been the San Diego Housing Commission Achievement Academy, where an array of work readiness services are offered to Housing Choice Voucher families to increase their earnings, secure employment, and obtain educational and financial literacy goals. The elderly disabled families on our program have a rent portion that is calculated at 28.5% of their monthly adjusted income, and their minimum rent is calculated at $0. The San Diego Housing Commission has ongoing responsibilities to administer the Housing Choice Voucher Program. One of these responsibilities includes conducting full recertification to verify the family's income and household composition to ensure they continue to meet program eligibility. The recertification process is conducted every 2 years for all Housing Choice Voucher families. Once the verification process is complete and eligibility is verified, the family is provided with a 30-day advance notice of any increases to their rent portion. If the family disagrees with the rent portion, the family may request an administrative review to verify the accuracy of their rent calculation. Additionally, the Housing Commission must inspect the unit on a biannual basis to ensure it continues to meet HUD's mandatory housing quality standards and the Housing Commission's local administrative plan policies. Should a deficiency be identified in the unit during the inspection, then landlord is responsible for correcting it unless the deficiency was caused by the tenant. The Rental Assistance Division has a program integrity unit that is dedicated to investigate all rental assistance program violations. Families certified to meet all program requirements. Families failing to meet program requirements may be subject to program warnings, repayment plans, and up to the termination of their rental assistance. Should a family disagree with the decision made by the San Diego Housing Commission, they have an opportunity for an administrative review or an impartial informal hearing. The Housing Choice Voucher Program was the major rental assistance program administered by the San Diego Housing Commission for up to about 5 to 6 years ago. San Diego Housing Commission now administers many special rental subsidy programs designed to address unique populations. A few examples of the special programs the Rental Assistance Division administers includes the Veterans Affairs Supportive Housing Program, otherwise referred to as VASH, which provides Housing Choice Voucher rental assistance for chronically homeless veterans with case management and clinical services provided by the Veterans Affairs. The Family Unification Program is also a Housing Choice Voucher program designed to avoid children being removed from parents due to inadequate housing. Using a Housing First model, a Moving to Work initiative was created to provide rental subsidies to homeless persons. Under the project-based voucher and sponsor-based subsidy programs, the San Diego Housing Commission provides the housing subsidy for homeless individuals and families, while a partnering agency provides case management and supportive services to stabilize the program participant. This fall, the San Diego Housing Commission will implement the San Diego State University Guardian Scholars Program. It will provide rental subsidy to 100 students exiting the foster care system, designees as wards of the court, or homeless youth to ensure housing is retained during and in between semesters. SDSU's Educational Opportunity Program provides an array of resources in an effort to support the academic success of the students. Currently, the program has a 95% graduation success rate. The Monarch School Project offers rental subsidy to homeless families with children attending the Monarch School. The school is dedicated to servicing homeless children. Parents must engage in work readiness services through Monarch and the San Diego Housing Commission's Achievement Academy while contributing to the children's academic development and progress. This is a very broad overview of what is accomplished on the third floor every day. I am very proud of the hard work and dedication from our staff as it shines through in the caliber of the work that they perform and the families that they serve.
Finally, recently, Rental Assistance conducted a customer service survey for both participants and our owners, and we wanted to quickly share a few of the results with you. Now, keep in mind that a natural part of what RAD staff do every day in the course of their work is to inform families of rental increases, program requirements and violations. Additionally, they must regularly inform owners of failed inspections and deny rent increases that are deemed unreasonable. And yet, despite all this, The results show a satisfaction level of the service provided that I would characterize as remarkable. If you'll note, fully 40% of our participants rate the service they get here at the Housing Commission as excellent, and very few see it as anything less than good. And if you look at the owner survey, you'll see similar results. Very few see the service they get here as anything less than good, and a remarkable amount see it as excellent or very good. So I also want to commend the department for caring so much about the important work that they do. Lastly, for our presentation, as we saw earlier, families that receive vouchers are grateful for the assistance that they receive and the impact that it has on their lives. So in closing, we'll see a short video of Leslie talking about how she feels about the assistance she gets.
They helped me stay in my place when I didn't have a job and I didn't have an income. They helped me to stay in my place. They paid my rent when I couldn't pay my bills. They fed me when I couldn't feed myself. So, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful.
We're available for any comments or questions you may have.
I think you heard one of the comments.
Thank you.
Great job, really. And you guys are such an important part of this total organization because obviously our Housing Choice Voucher program is huge. Thank you very much.
We'll share those comments with the 100 staff on the third floor.
Thank you really for your hard work. Every time I see someone in the elevator that pushes 4-3, I try to participate with them, you know, in that very short ride.
Well, we look forward to sharing that with staff. Thank you.
Just a couple of comments as well. When I arrived here in 2008, a lot of things about this agency surprised me, most of it not good. But the Section 8 program was well run from the get-go, and that reflects Jeff Davis. He is the only department head who was here in 08 who's still here, and it earned him a promotion to COO in 2013. I'll point out that Azuzana, who came in to us with no housing background but with great background in dealing with matters of the same kind of processing intensity, stepped in behind Jeff. She's done an excellent job, too. And the third floor here is the backbone of the organization. Thank you all.
Thank you. On that note, we're going to adjourn the public meeting for January. And thank you all. We'll see you again.